Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Yusuf, and I work as a postdoc at Montana State University. Today, I will be talking about cropping system influence on yield, protein content, and nitrogen use efficiency. We have been heard this morning all days about the importance of different parameters in the cropping system. In cropping system study, we consider a lot of factors like tillage, cropping sequence, and nitrogen fertilizer management. These are mainly the most important factors that determine the growth of biomass and the production of grains and their qualities. So no-till has been recommended for several reasons in the Great Plains. Mainly, no-till contribute significant amount of moisture in the soil, because when we leave the stubble standing, it can help to trap the snow. And when the snow melts, it will increase the soil moisture content substantially. So as you can see in this picture, this is a till field, and on this right side you have no-till plots side by side. So you can see there is a huge amount of slow accumulation on the no-till field compared to the till field. When we have a closer look up of that plot, this is the amount of snow that we can get from no-till. So that's substantial precipitation in dryland farming. Similarly, crop rotation is recommended for the various reasons, for economic and agronomic benefit. And urea is one of the major fertilizer for nitrogen source used in the Great Plains, but urea hydrolysis and the subsequent process nitrification is very rapid, so it will release nitrogen very fast before the crop require. Slowing down this rapid process to synchronize the nitrogen requirement of the crop with nitrogen release from the urea is recommended, and several enhanced efficient fertilizer has been released, and some of them have been evaluated for their performance. And from publications, there are inconsistent results because of spatial and temporal problems in the different agroecologies. So for this reason, we try to combine tillage, cropping sequence, nitrogen source with a factorial arrangement of nitrogen rate to evaluate the performance on yield, protein content, and nitrogen efficiency of wheat. So the objective of this project was to determine crop rotation, tillage, nitrogen source, and rate on the grain yield, protein content, and nitrogen efficiency of wheat. We have three plots. The main plot is cropping system, as you can see in this slide. The main plot is cropping system includes winter wheat planted following fallow, winter wheat planted following camelina, and winter wheat following dry pea. Actually, the cropping sequence in that part of the region is considered to be fallow winter wheat as a traditional cropping sequence. So we want to replace that fallow with camelina or dry pea, depending upon their agronomic and economic benefit. The subplot treatment includes tillage, no-till, and sweep till. The subplot is a factorial combination of nitrogen source by nitrogen rate, and the nitrogen sources are regular urea and enhanced efficient fertilizer called Super U that includes urea and the nitrification inhibitor. The nitrogen rates are 0, 45, and 90 kilogram per hectare. So this experiment was conducted in 2030 and 2040. All agronomic practice was applied beside the treatments. This is the soil characteristics of the experimental site. The pH is very close to neutral, as you can see, and it has a lot of organic carbon in the upper few centimeter depths. This is the precipitation during the experiment period in 2030 and 2040. 2040 is relatively was a wet season compared to 2030, and 2030 was relatively dry compared to long-term mean precipitation. And the long-term mean precipitation is about 388 millimeters, as shown here. This is the ANOVA result from 2030. I know that this table is very busy with a lot of factors and their interactions. So to make it easy for you to follow up, I highlighted those factors and interaction with yellow color. So for instance, the precursor crop here, as shown in this row highlighted with yellow, has significant effect on grain yield and protein content. So the highlighted rows has significant effect, at least one of the parameters, either grain yield, protein content, or protein harvest. This is a result from ANOVA of 2040, tillage, precursor crop, nitrogen source, nitrogen rate, tillage by nitrogen rate and precursor crop by nitrogen rate were significantly affecting at least one of the parameters, which we will show, which we will see in the next few slides. This is the mean grain yield. As you can see in this graph, in the y-axis we have yield kilogram per hectare. On the x-axis we have years and till and no-till plot results. So we didn't see any significant benefit of treatment effect because of tillage in both years. This is a precursor crop effect on grain yield. As you can see, the grain yield of wheat following fallow both years in 2030 and 2040 was greater than the yield following camelina or the yield following pea. We didn't see the effect of nitrogen source, either urea or superurea, on the grain yield in both years. It means that if we use either urea or superurea, doesn't make sense, doesn't make any difference on grain yield. When it comes to nitrogen rate, there is a really clear effect of nitrogen application for this site. When we apply 45 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, the yield increased substantially, but the yield difference between 45 kilograms of nitrogen and 90 kilograms of nitrogen was not significantly different. Actually, we use 90 kilograms of nitrogen for most of the experiments. This result may suggest to revisit our previous recommendation. When it comes to protein content of wheat is really very important because it helps to get a special price when the protein content is very high for winter wheat. So there was no effect of tillage experiment on the protein content in both years. The precursor crop, there was a slight increase of protein content of winter wheat when it follows fallow compared to camelina and pea. Probably camelina and pea probably may drain a little bit of nitrogen in the soil, so they may result in low nitrogen uptake, so low nitrogen content in the grain. As a result, there could be low protein content compared to the fallow precursor crop. Nitrogen source, the same thing as yield, there is no significant effect on protein content. But the nitrogen rate significantly influenced the protein content. As you can see, there is a really linear trend of protein content increase with increase of nitrogen, protein content with increase of nitrogen rate in both years. When it comes to grain protein harvest, the amount of protein that we harvest in terms of kilogram per hectare, tillage effect didn't show any significant effect in both years. When we compare the precursor crop, still fallow produce higher grain, higher protein content per higher kilogram of protein per hectare when wheat fallow compared to camelina and pea. the nitrogen source in 2040 when the precipitation was relatively a little bit moist or wet, urea or super U, when we compare super U versus urea in these two graphs in 2004, super U slightly increased the protein grain content. Probably it may help to minimize nitrogen source and make more nitrogen available for grain during grain filling, where most of the nitrogen is converted from ammonia to protein. When it comes to nitrogen rate in both years, increasing nitrogen rate significantly increases the grain harvest, the amount of protein in the grain in both years. And this might help to get more cash per hectare because the grain harvest per hectare is very high. When it comes to nitrogen efficiency, I calculated nitrogen efficiency just to define what it means in this slide. Nitrogen efficiency, it is the amount of grain yield increase per unit kilogram of nitrogen applied. So in the x-axis, we have nitrogen application rate for the different tillage, and the y-axis we have nitrogen efficiency. So when you compare 45 kilogram of nitrogen from no-till versus 45 kilogram of nitrogen for the till, there is no significant difference in nitrogen efficiency in 2030. The same thing holds true for 90 kilogram of nitrogen application rate for both tillage experiments. But what is interesting in 2040, well, in 2040 it was relatively a little bit wet season. So if you compare this 45 kilogram of nitrogen per hectare from no-till compared to 45, I am struggling to get this. Yeah. Okay. So 45 kilogram of when we compare the 45 with the green circle, both 45 no-till, 45 till, when you compare, there is high nitrogen efficiency from the no-till field compared to the till field. This is a really very interesting finding, because no-till, even if it doesn't increase the yield or the protein content, it increases the nitrogen efficiency. It means it reduces the loss of nitrogen above and below ground level. That is important for sustainability. When it comes to precursor crop, we didn't find any significant difference in 2030, but the same thing holds true for 2040. There was an increase of nitrogen efficiency when wheat follow camelina and pea compared to fallow. So this is also very important for the implication of crop rotation as far as nitrogen efficiency is concerned. It means if we replace fallow by camelina or dry pea, the nitrogen efficiency of applied fertilizer would increase substantially, and it helps for the environment. So in order to summarize what I was talking about, we didn't see any significant effect of tillage as far as grain yield is concerned. But wheat following fallow tended to have more yield with improved protein content and better protein harvest. Application of 45 kilogram of nitrogen increased the yield, but it was similar to amount of yield harvested from 90 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. Nitrogen source, we didn't find any impact on grain yield, grain protein content, and grain nitrogen uptake. Nitrogen use efficiency improved with no-till, particularly when we get substantial or high amount of precipitation. And the nitrogen use efficiency was significant in 2040 when there is really high moisture, and it follows that the nitrogen use efficiency of following camelina was higher than following dry pea, was higher than following fallow, both at 45 and 90 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. That's all I have. Thank you very much for your attention.